Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Is that who I think it is?
Yeah!
Hey, girl, I ain't seen you since that little dance thing.
I know. We had a time, didn't we?
I know, right?
Wait, where was y'all at when Meg was dancing and scaring people?
First of all, I wasn't dancing. And secondly, I was on a dance team back in the day, so don't even play me like that.
So you know that.
Mm-hmm. No, my goddaughter was dancing at like a competition, and I went to the bathroom. And Kelly was right there. And I was like, hey, hold on.
Yes.
Where I know you from?
I love when
universal
stuff like that.
Nigga, when I tell y'all, Kelly Kill, first of all, been my sister for a while. That's my nigga. I mean, since, was it during quarantine or we met before quarantine?
Oh my God.
It was before quarantine.
Wait, yeah. I still lived in Milwaukee, so it was over 10 years ago.
Yep.
Oh, yep. Fat to hear days. Okay. Yeah. She's fat to hear.
To hot dog.
Hey, so you didn't used to wrestle.
You said what? That I used to wrestle?
I told somebody I used to wrestle when I met you. I used to James.
You know what? You do have a wrestler, Bill. You short and stocky. Yeah.
Wow. Meg, we almost shaped the same. When the boy I lost weight, we almost shaped the same.
That's okay, but I can bear children with these hips.
Yeah,
we soak both into here.
We both look.
What is wrong with you, Brent?
Tahir got childbearing hips too.
He's strapped.
I mean, not anymore.
I used to like going to the movies with Brent because he would get all the free stuff as a kid. So we would get the free bucket. Hey, get this nigga Brent the popcorn bucket and the booster seat for the.
Imagine that.
Oh my God.
Brent was putting up backgrounds of all the places he got felonies in. That's why
his background.
I mean, when I was there, you see Rikers. Y'all see Rikers back there.
You see.
I see Rikers.
Oh, you talking about Rikers? I was talking about a daycare he got banned from biting.
Oh,
wow. See, I like old fat wrestler to hear better when he had
right. The fact that he just called you wrestler to hear.
When he used to wear the one piece.
But it snapped at the bottom.
Brent shaped like a used tampon.
Brent.
She popped on the ground first, like, fuck. Oh, where?
My last one.
We need to start recording so I can tell these real jokes.
Oh, we good now.
Okay. All right.
Hey, we were talking about that Canelo fight. Canelo and Crawford fight.
We were saying that you look like Canelo. That's what we said. Ooh, we said Tahir looks like Canelo. Like black Canelo.
Hey, when that nigga got punched, or Crawford hit that nigga said...
That nigga turned around and hit his team like, y'all know about this?
That nigga looked like, this is not what we practice.
No, hold on. This nigga looked like it was somebody he could tag in.
Yeah.
Past Crawford, he was looking to his. That was his side of the ring. On the other side, he was like, "Y'all not gonna throw the towel?"
My neck almost left my body.
Yo, he had to spin around and undizzy himself. Yo,
yeah,
in the opposite direction.
Yeah, he did. Y'all ever did that?
He's like, "Maybe it's dizzy." No, it's
hold on, I ain't dizzy. Hold on.
I'm tripping.
No, that's wild as hell.
Man, I was believing in Canelo too. He was talking big shit too. He was, I'm different. You never fight no one like me. I was believing that, but
oh, I don't believe. I'm just believing in all things black. It don't even matter what he say, records. I'm just know that black people we fight from a different place. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, we fight with ancestors.
Man, you had a fight this weekend too, wasn't it? A bull.
Hilarious.
It wasn't a bull.
It wasn't even funny. That wasn't even funny to hear.
That wasn't
even
hilarious. Brent talking about hilarious. That wasn't even.
I didn't even hear what you said. Go ahead, say it louder.
I said, you didn't have a bullfighting match this weekend? You didn't get let out of the bullpen and chase a nigga with a red? All right, don't worry about
it. You can't use that for me. That's you, okay? You the one that got the hook through your nose like a bull. That ain't me.
Ooh. Fuck, I always forget that joke comes back to you. Totally forgot about that part of the joke.
That's you, that's okay. Boy.
You gotta be some type of different to get your nose pierced twice.
Yeah.
I don't know. What you going through to hear?
I'm finna buy a Corvette today. Shit.
Yeah. Sometimes Corvette. You gotta pop out and show them.
Uh-huh.
How many cars you got now?
I'll get a trailer so you can ride, Meg. Relax.
How many cars?
Don't look away, Brent, laugh in the face.
No, because it's the midlife crisis in the nose ring. And I'm like, we don't have those. You had that. You got the gay rodeo face. You did that. You're going through the brodeo.
The gay rodeo
face.
Rim been acting different ever since he got out of pull-ups. This nigga has been 2 weeks since this nigga took out pull-ups, and this nigga's acting different.
I'm acting like just skinny trimmy to here is acting different.
Right. Oh, he's crossed his legs. Why did you get two? Usually it's one or the other. What made you get both?
I got this one first.
Uh-huh.
And then the whole family got this. The kid has it, Farron has it. So I just, you know, I was like, I'll see what I look like with it. If I didn't like it, I was gonna take it out, but I like the way it looks, so I kept that bitch.
How long does it take to heal?
It's sore for like
a year.
It wasn't that long. It take a little longer than a year to like make sure the hole don't close up. Mm-hmm. But as far as like the healing part. Shut the fuck up, Brett. You
know what's so funny about him? You never know what he laughing at.
He's right, because he got
you know what I'm laughing
on the background. And niggas over there watching SpongeBob, so it could be that. It could be Patrick. It could be what are we talking about?
Be Patrick.
Old bikini bottom ass.
Oh yeah, this is.
But no, it take about 3 months to heal, where it's like it's not so sensitive to the touch when you blow your nose and stuff like that. Now I just like I had to take them off so much for filming. I had to get the this right here so I could just flip it up. So when I film, you don't see it at all.
Did you sit between his legs when he did it, or was you in a chair?
You're not old enough to make those type of jokes yet, Britt. Okay, you need to calm down on the sexual content, or else I'm blocking the BET. You understand me? After you watch Churchy season one and season two, as well as the hospital. Now,
shout out to the hospital.
While you're doing that, you might as well check out my special Agent Out, currently available on Amazon Prime, YouTube, Apple TV, and many other platforms.
Sometimes you gotta pop out a song.
Hey, man.
He's funny sometimes.
I'm still having a hard time promoting the special because I look like a before and after picture. Like,
really? No? Who cares? Why do you care?
I care, nigga.
Why?
Because you know what? Because as a comic, you want to get the material that you're working out now, and that material is burnt, so I'm not going to use it anymore. But I also look so different. It feels old. And I just started in October. It ain't even a year old, and it just dropped 2 weeks ago. But it looks so different right now. It's an internal thing, man. I'm still processing this new body. Let me just work it out. You know what I mean?
And it'll be good, though. But the great thing about it is it is going to be a journey. It's going to, you know, they're going to be able to see that journey of you evolving. So that's why you ain't going to trip. Because when you do the skinny recording,
it's going
to
go crazy.
And they'll be like, which one is funnier, fat to hear or skinny to hear?
Yeah. Break the internet. What's wrong with them? I didn't know they was going to act like this.
Meg, when you take pictures, do you tuck your udders in or do you just like tuck them up under your bra?
How does it feel when they put that little rope around here to pull you through the circus?
I mean, probably no different than when you got branded. How many you up to now? You were the first
good nigga. You see all these brands. You see
you were the first female Q, right? Wow. You were the first.
You so stupid.
Wow.
Transgender.
Man, I wish I could throw. You know, I gotta represent for my bruh. Real shit, bruh.
Nigga, Kelly Kells was on stage last night, and she's closing out the show. Mind you, she done ripped the whole set. Right, first of all. Your CPAP joke is so fucking funny. I wish I had thought of it and added it to my CPAP joke. Joke is hilarious, but nigga.
What, you got a CPAP?
No.
No, my husband do.
Okay, me too, girl. My husband too.
Nigga, when I tell you that motherfucking joke so funny. But she closed out her set, and this nigga was like, yo, I'm Kelly Kells, follow me online, blah, 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 and my husband, GD, I'm out this bitch. I was like, hold up.
Just in case it's some confusion, right. They don't have to, I had to narrow that gap of confusion, bitch. I'm good.
How they let the bang GDs on back the in whole the club. We in Hollywood. We in one of the most popping clubs in Hollywood. And she's like, da, 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 da. And my husband, GD, nigga, what's up? And
yeah, let him know.
Let him know.
No, what I said was, my name is Kelly Kills. I'm a proud member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, HBCU Ooh. Grad, and my husband, GD. I'm good anywhere I go like that.
Hey. So I want you to know.
Right, say it right to here.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
say it here. Right. We banged all through the Divine That's Nine, all the way through the set.
Yes.
All the way through there.
Oh, God.
All through there. All through there, bro. You left some shit out to here.
You nigga, played. Just back up off of your fucking Nintendo Switch a little bit so we can see your whole head. Baby ass little boy. He
you pledged Garfield, okay?
No, nigga, I pledged lasagna.
Not Garfield.
Not Garfield.
All late, moseying in with a robe, no panties.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, wow.
I am so sorry.
This nigga made him take his hair down. God.
Yo.
Yo, every time Pat take his hair down, he looks so crazy to me. And that's like his natural look.
He looks so crazy. What's
wrong with y'all?
Hey, Brent. Hey, that nigga sitting on a donut right now. That nigga got...
I'm not even going to deal with it today.
Did you put a wig on?
See, this looks like you. Now you look like
you. I'm not even going to deal with it today.
How did you do that so fast?
Those are two different people.
Hey, that shut up, Zoom user.
Do you have a headband?
You're going to be Brent.
Who's this Zoom user?
My name is Nathema Franklin.
You are nameless.
I'm Sheema Franklin.
Sheema Franklin. What is Sheema here?
Oh, shit. What's up, y'all? I'm so sorry. I'm
titties, boy. She's like, this is a stupid ass. This is a ITT ass. This is a Job Corps ass. But these titties.
Oh, man.
These titties, though.
Oh, man.
I'm sure it's funny when she say it.
Well, fuck you. Come on, bro. Right, way funnier.
What's up, Brent?
What up, Pat? What's going on, bro?
What's going on? You in San Francisco now?
Yeah, man. You know,
yeah, Rikers. Yeah, Rikers.
I'm out here chilling, B. I'm out here chilling, yo. Doing time at Alcatraz, man.
Nice view. Alcatraz.
It's a good little jail view. You got.
Yeah, man. Maximum security daycare.
Yeah, man. I got to try to speak to the kids, man. I'm getting out. maximum security daycare.
You no have the kids. Slices.
No baby carrots. You niggas is going to sleep at 8.
Yeah.
The yard got monkey bars. Shit.
Y'all got what?
The yard got monkey bars. Nigga doing hard time at the top of the slide, like,
whee. And enjoying it. Push the kids down.
Hey, you call that nigga Brent, you be like, yo, man, how and these niggas got to take a nap 6 times a day, man. Trying to fucking kill us, bro.
That nigga got Dunkaroos with his commissary. He got the cheese and crackers.
Dunkaroos is lit.
Y'all niggas ain't wrote me. Nobody checked on me. My parents left me in here for 20 years.
This nigga can't read.
All the jail letters are in crayon. What up, Brent? I miss. Think I got a picture on it and everything.
No, his letter. Are you coming home? Yes or no?
Check a box.
Check a box.
Yes, no, maybe.
Yes, no, maybe. Brent, right back. I like it in here.
Wow.
I'm staying.
Send me some snacks.
Anything that he can't eat with a sport, because that's all that they can give him, though.
I'm getting out in 20 years. What about you? No. Damn it. Y'all remember that game?
I used to love that little
Oregon 35 years, and it is Y-O-U. shit.
This was the plan their whole life.
No, I like the old Patrick. Back.
Red, God, blue, fork.
Take your headband off, man. I like the old Patrick.
Yeah, yeah. Take your brains like down. Take your brains
you
down.
You can't have way too much confidence, man. Take that shit back off.
I think you said put the headband back.
I like the Ozzy Komozy looking Patrick. Yo.
Oh, shit.
Woo!
Every time I see Brent, it's like, man, it's been too long. I'd be like, man, last time I saw you, you were this tall.
And you still are.
Look, Pat, if the nigga stopped getting no punishment, he could come outside more.
No punishment. Wow.
Oh, man, immediate good time.
Oh, man. All right.
Immediate good time.
It's funny. I was trying to book somebody for Squadcast. I go say their name. I was like, "Yo, you want to do Squadcast? We do it via Zoom, Noom." They're like, "Nah, that's above my pay grade. Y'all niggas is too mean on there." I was like, "No, we don't do it to new people. We don't do it to new people." They're like, "Nah, I'm good. I don't want to go on Roast Me Light." I was like,
"Nigga, last week. What do you mean we don't do it to new people? You terrorized that nigga.
Who was it?
Lawrence Killebrew." Lawrence, he's all right. He'd be all right.
It took 30 minutes for him to be like, damn, this is me, and I'm gonna say something back.
What? Oh no. Oh no.
That's because that nigga got that baby face. He can't curse yet. So he had to think about his words.
What's up, y'all? We're talking
like a 48-year-old, 6-year-old.
To hear that, like, he bathed his face in Malto meal.
Malto meal is diabolical.
Hey, those are definitely those correctional facilities.
Malto meal?
Like Ashton Hall, 7:48 a.m.
I'm getting rid of all these freckles. These freckles are gotta go.
4 a.m.
Hey, Pat got on panties though. Let's talk about it.
Hey, wow. Nah, man, come on.
What?
He didn't say no. He was just like,
"Oh, come on,
don't bring it
on
down.
Oh,
come on, not the clouds."
Not the clouds.
It's like three niggas that call Pat the little fine shit.
If you saw what I did,
you got a little chest now. Look at you. When you get a little chest,
we can't see you.
Wait. If you really want to make fun of me,
Lord, it's so dirty in there.
You see the short shorts? Come on.
Look at that board, them Daisy Dukes on.
I want you to. Look at that board, them
Daisy Dukes on. Oh, everybody.
Is that a canoe outfit?
That's his Zumba fit. Go ahead, Pat. You look good. Zumba.
You look like you're about to race niggas on a boat and just sit on the boat. Just sit on it with the boat between your legs.
What is wrong with Brent?
Pat Rapids. Hey, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
All these pictures of Pat.
Nah, come on back, nigga.
Yeah.
I want you to rock the boat face ass the fire.
Welcome back.
Pat going down waterfalls and shit.
That's brand new. That is a brand new joke. That's crazy. Getting made fun of for 10 plus years and you still hearing new shit.
He creativity.
The fact that you remember everything is scary work.
Signature jokes, though. Everybody got like three signature jokes for him and the crew. Every fucking body.
But when a nigga veer like that and he hits you with some new shit, man. Get me off the screen. let me recoup off camera.
Oh, it's okay, Patty.
Well, listen, man, this is about as good a spot as any for us to jump into the first topic of the day. Before we do, I would be remiss if I don't give a big shout out to our special guest in the building. We got Mr. Brent Taylor in the building. Shout out to the homie. We also got the beautiful Zoom user in the building. Also,
Why did mine say Zoom user?
Yes, girl.
Don't worry, I'll change it for you. I'll change it for you later. OG Squad is in the building. We got Meg Scoop, Patrick Cloud. Of course, I'm to hear more. We're going to jump into the first topic right after this.
Oh, wait. I'm Kelly Kells.
This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. Look, man, you and I make decisions every single day. But on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid, baby. Don't miss out on any of the excitement this season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. I absolutely love the fact that football season is back because it's my favorite season. And I'm super excited because I get to play Prize Picks. I get to put my favorite picks in. I'm talking about Saquon Barkley, more or less than one touchdown. I'm talking about Christian McCaffrey, all right? I'm getting him for passing, receiving, and rushing touchdowns. That's right. Christian McCaffrey does everything. All he needs to do is get one touchdown out of one of those categories. He's going to do it, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Because he's a running machine and a receiving machine. And actually, he be throwing the ball too. All you got to do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 players stat projections, all right? If you get your picks right, you can cash in. Prize Picks also offers injury reboots, all right? If one of your players leaves the game in the first half and doesn't return, Prize Picks won't count it as a loss. Prize Picks is the best place to win cash while watching sports. Watching sports is a lot of our favorite pastime. So join millions of users and sign up today. Download the app today and use code SQUAD, SQUADD, to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code SQUAD, SQUADD, to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right.
First topic of the day, we have, would you rather be on a broken ski lift versus a broken elevator? And before we go any further, just so y'all know, we got the illustrious, the hilarious, the comedic genius, Kelly Kells is in the motherfucking building.
Oh, you know. Oh, yes.
You done broke into an Airbnb over there, found out the nigga was going to be gone for a month, and then fighting.
I'm a squatter, baby. Big squatting over here.
That probably that's crazy to be that more comfortable than we squatting in somebody's shit, though.
Man.
Yeah.
That's not great. Then the y'all know Arvin Mitchell. This nigga Arvin.
Yeah.
He squats?
This nigga Arvin stole somebody's car and kept it so long, he started taking it to the car wash.
No
exactly. Is that why he ain't been back on this show since?
Yeah. He on a run.
Wait, why is taking it to the dock car wash in the final station?
He don't never get off the boat when they dock.
Do he get it serviced? Can he get it like serviced?
He got it repaired.
He's like, I can't believe this blinker went out.
Right. That's what he get. He talked bad about my unborn baby at that time, and now he on the run. That's what he get.
I got an oil change.
Like ugly. He's like, talking ugly, bad man. About a baby.
I need to replace my window. Like, nigga, you broke it.
Yeah.
I got a replacement.
I just changed the oil, nigga. Come on.
Yeah. And he get caught. Like, hey, can I get the money back for the repair? No, you can't.
I did not get pulled over and locked up when you just spent $60 filling up the gas tank.
Oh,
wow.
Damn. I mean, is there sympathy with that?
I'm gonna take y'all on the chase. I'm gonna burn this gas up, nigga. You ain't gonna just take
you. You so stupid.
Yeah.
Hey, send my baby mama to get that gas out that car.
No, you got to use it on a high-speed chase.
Wow, to hear. Wow.
Brent, whatever.
Brent. Is Brent.
Wow, doing that. That is out of control. You need to relax, to hear.
See, if that was a Capri Sun, I was talking about the nipples would have got hard.
Wow.
Wait, but to hear, when you stole the Winter Snitchel mobile, when you stole that hot dog mobile, did you get it serviced or did you like?
No, because he ate the hot dog mobile. He thought it was made out of hot dog.
He left it when it was out of hot dog.
I was just rubbing my body across it. I was just doing this on a.
Like, wait, this is a whole hot dog I'm about to eat. And it came up.
Tahir got that's a grand. Fun. He got a Grand Theft Auto on a food truck.
Hey, this nigga Pat said Chris Cross applesauce when he ride his nigga.
What?
Whoa!
Whoa! Whoa!
Always too far to hear. Always.
You just, I mean, come on to hear. We just let you doing the double fisting, siphoning cars. Now, come on, B. We was having a good time.
It's three legs. Man, I would expect nothing less from a nigga to get his freckles tattooed every year.
It's three
touching them up.
It's three ladies in the chat. Come on, man.
Wow.
You're in the hole.
I immediately stopped laughing.
Wait, did you say it's three ladies in the chat?
I mean, come on, show respect here. Show them respect.
My bad, Patricia. My bad, Patricia.
Show them respect.
Man. The fact he was talking to you, there was nobody left. There's nobody left it could have been.
Wait, that was for me, not Pat Britt?
It was for Pat.
It was for me.
It was totally for Pat.
Yeah. It was absolutely for me. That's what I meant.
Okay, my bad. Anyway, broken ski lift, broken elevator.
How far up are we?
On the ski lift, you are high enough to where you cannot jump down without breaking something.
Ooh.
All right.
The elevator.
I'm gonna let y'all go first. I'm gonna let y'all go first.
Wait, and how long are we? How long are we in both? How long is it broken?
Say 6 hours.
An elevator.
How high
is
high
the
elevator?
Right? Yeah.
Elevator's on the 22nd floor.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, put me on the ski lift, because if somebody in there with me and they pass gas, I'm dead. But at least on the ski lift, it's like, well, we just up here.
Fresh air. Yeah, but you can fall off. You can't
and
fall off.
Not if you don't move.
My feet are getting numb.
Have y'all ever been on a ski lift before?
Yeah.
Y'all ever been stuck on one? I know, Tahir, you can't get on the lifts, but I mean, maybe the new Tahir, but the old one definitely wasn't. They were not.
He definitely can get on. He just couldn't have nobody next to him.
They take him up.
He'd have to take his skis off and everything. His skis would have to go in one lift, and then Tahir would have to go up on the other one. No, like they couldn't go together. Like
they put him on the snowmobile.
Right. Shoot him up. Shoot him out a cannon to the top of the mountain. We're not gonna take any chances with this one. I snowboard, bro. So that's why I'm like, I've been stuck on ski lifts before. They're actually not that bad, bro. And like you can actually jump off a ski lift, bro, depending on where you are, because you're not, the ground is not stuck. The ground goes this way and you already got your gear on. So if
that's
a height requirement for
snowboarding?
No. There's a weight requirement for the lift, but
they give this nigga Brent a TV remote, and this nigga
hilarious.
You still mad about the about the rowing?
I'm still mad about everything.
Straddling the
everything.
Bro, we got some thick skin.
I'm stuck in the elevator.
But yeah, give me the ski lift.
Why, Kelly? Is it confined to? What if somebody's in there with you?
I'm gonna talk to their ass for 6 hours.
For 6 hours?
Hey, no, but they be low key like shitting and pissing in the elevator.
That's the problem.
Only
that's
after like 15 minutes, it'd be like 15 minutes being stuck, and they'll like.
So
shit
what
in
about
the
if you're on a ski lift and you have to pee?
But the difference is it's gonna go down.
You can actually pee. You can just pee.
Just stand there and pee on herself.
If you got to,
I would rather do that.
You outside.
Sit. Have your ass hanging off the top of the thing, and then
no way, no way. Somebody's gonna scoot their booty, and you already stuck.
It's the snow.
Yeah.
And guess what? If an elevator fall from the 20th floor, that's like you done. If the ski lift falls, you're gonna fall on fluffy snow. Like it's not as terrifying, and it's at an angle. Be like.
I don't know about that. I don't know about.
I'm telling you, bro. I've jumped off a ski lift before.
You jumped off the steps before.
Me and my friends have jumped off ski lift. We've been stuck before, and then we were just like, you know,
at the little plate
and just jumped off.
At your granny house.
How old were you, Brent? How old?
Like 26, 27. I snowboard. I'll show you my snowboards right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He was the same height though, Kelly. He was younger, but the same height though.
So. Wait, how tall is Brent? How old are you?
3'8"
Hilarious. Hilarious.
4'9".
So he was just mad because he's skiing in a circle. He's so fat, he just skiing in a circle.
Oh, don't work now. He's skinny now, Brent.
No, he not.
He worked that way.
No, he not skinny. He's just like a big girl.
Skinny fat now.
He look like a big girl when a big girl lost weight. And then the big girls, he like when the big girls be like, I'm trying to fuck. And be like, nah, you still big, bitch. That's Tahir. Tahir's still a big bitch. Oh, my
God. Not a big bad
bitch. Tahir is still a big bitch. Hell. He's still a BBM, nigga.
You are, dude. You still like skinny fat. You skinny fat, but like, not firm.
Relax, man. Relax.
That is fun.
Are you learning yet? Night, not you yet. Pretty skinny to me. You was running. You had ran and got coffee. You seem skinny to me. I don't know.
To hear you skinny, but he's still fat a little bit.
Yeah. You said you under 200.
Fuck up, man.
You said under 200.
You said under.
You said
I'm
under 200.
There. I'm under 200.
Ryan, you caught that?
Oh,
you
shit. Mm-hmm. I thought your goal was like 215.
No. My goal was 205, then 200. And I just started this new herb program. The same one that Big Ja was on. Big Ja lost 160.
Oh, I did that one too.
In 6 months. And Ryan Davis lost 75 in 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to get like either right under 190, like 188, something like that, and then tone up or start at
tone up. You've never worked out in your life, and then you're gonna tone. I'm gonna take all these drugs, and then I'm gonna tone. My uncle tried that in the 80s, fam. It's not, you're not just gonna take drugs, lose hella weight.
Do you want me? And then you want me to call your mama? You want me to call your mama?
Like to hear you were supposed to be doing that at the same time, so it don't look like
that's not how working out works, bro.
You know everything, you don't, Meg. You're not supposed to.
Why? No. I'm saying you're supposed to, when you lose a dramatic amount. That's like the same with the people that get gastric bypass. They're supposed to do strength training so that they don't have their body looking melted. Now you're looking like a lava cake.
You gotta play basketball, not just have basketball shoes behind you.
And you don't. I just wasn't doing it for.
You should have food shoes behind you. You should have like KFCs behind you and McDonald's. This is Wendy's. God. Well, I don't know why you have Jordans. Those are for basketball. You have donuts, nigga. These are the donuts. This is the Philly cheesesteaks down here.
Hey, Brent, don't miss. Brent
the foods, you got food stats? Like, hey, I ate a 12.5 on this one. When I was wearing these, I ate a 4.2.
And then a 3.2 seconds. Ooh, that's a new record.
Buzzer beater.
I'm confused.
Buzzer beater?
Hey, yo, relax, nigga. Relax.
The
buzzer
beater. He got Brent. The Jordan.
Get out of the high chair and just sit on the couch, nigga. Your hair keeps getting cut off.
Oh, my God.
Just come down a little bit. It's just a little high.
All right. All right.
You scared? Right. You scared to come down out of the high chair? Is right. Somebody there to help you?
You look like an 80s fat rapper. Run BLT.
Oh. And that sounds delicious.
Like,
come back. Who's there on your screen?
What?
Down with the cheese. Down with the cheese. Oh, my God.
What?
Run, Brent.
Run.
No.
B-B. Hell. Run BLT. Brent, that one, again, Pat said it earlier, nigga. I've never heard that one before.
That was brand funny.
New. This is brand new shit.
This nigga's on one right now.
When the last time Brent been on here, he been working for this.
He had summer school, so he missed a lot of summer school.
Yeah, I've been locked up. You know, I've been locked up.
Locked up in summer school.
Yeah.
three hard months.
And down with the cheese.
Oh
That's one of the ones later on when I see somebody, I was like, yo, I did a squad cast today with my friend. I had a bucket on. This nigga told me I look like Run BLT.
Oh my God. That's
then he started screaming.
You ain't never gonna wear them hats. That's like you ain't never wore them aluminum silver shoes after you got roasted so bad. Add this to the collection.
Oh my God.
He gonna have an archive of all the stuff he used to like.
I'm gonna keep my bucket, baby. He ain't talking, man. It just would be a good joke, but I'm still running this bitch back. That nigga, that was
we a thing. We ain't gonna see that shit.
Y'all again. Stupid. Yeah.
it was a tag for me.
Hey, balling up a hat and throwing it away is crazy.
But making the sound of this awesome.
Wendy's. You don't even call out basketball players.
Wendy's.
Jack.
Raise the cane.
Canes.
Gravy.
Bojangles.
Chipotle.
Ronald.
Denny's.
Ronald.
Kids.
Oh my God.
Real Oliver.
All of them missed. Well, that nigga didn't play basketball.
Just a bunch of rappers. Just a bunch of rappers next to the trash can. Oh my God. Nigga said Denny's.
Denny's. quick trip hot dogs. You like, dang.
Popeye.
You know what that one did go for? It's not aerodynamic. That bitch.
Oh.
That bitch
nigga
say like this.
Oh my God.
Like, well, shit. Popeye's never played basketball. So.
Oh my God. Popeye's.
Colonel.
Oh my God, dude.
That was the one, man. Oh, that was the God. One that almost killed. Shut up. Shut it up. I'm about sick of your shit, too.
Y'all stupid.
Oh my God.
I saw her almost die.
I did. I almost spit that out. Ooh. Whoa.
Man, he's on fire today.
Hey, let's put it to a vote so y'all get the fuck
not
up
this
out of here.
New
bro.
Hat. What's your new hat say?
I got a when dope you, testimony. Now talk about Jesus.
When did you switch the
when
hat?
You switch hat?
When did you switch the hat?
Talk about Jesus. Go ahead. You bad motherfucker.
Hey, yo, this is hilarious.
Back when he did Denny's.
But why are you another person?
This thing is a GTA character. how it's fucking hat just switch.
Oh my Lord.
This is
it's crazy.
GTA barbershop.
Damn, Kara. I invited you.
I'm your friend still. This
and you better invite her back again.
Yes.
What's up, Meg?
No, like you shut up. Denny, shut up.
Denny, IHOP.
Hey, Kelly, how come you don't have nothing on your wall?
I'm in an Airbnb.
Oh, okay.
About to tell y'all earlier.
They usually be saying like live, love, laugh and shit on the wall.
Yeah, I'm glad they don't have that. I'm glad. I hate that.
They be having hella shit on the wall.
Yeah. I like this one. It's cool. I feel like nurses stay here. You know what I'm saying? Very cool. I feel like, yeah. It's all type of medicine and syringes around here. So either that or dope fiends.
I'm about to say, they might have you in a bando, girl.
I'm in a bando on Sunset.
She from Milwaukee, though. That's at home for her. Her
absolutely.
Husband, her husband.
Absolutely.
Milwaukee? What's that like?
I the bando. Okay. Honestly, I mean, you know, Milwaukee is a hood. So we right next to Chicago. We used to be a place to raise a family, but now it's oversaturated with YNs and
Milwaukee is?
Prostitutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. We heavy for prostitution, yeah. Drug dealing. Yeah. Because we have, but we like a big market, a money market.
Milwaukee. It sounds deep. It sounds real boring. Y'all excited about crime. You was very excited about crime. It was like, nigga, we got YNs. We got pimps, gangsters. I'm like, this is... I was like, wait.
We got a whole lot of prostitutes.
You got Grant.
Okay, y'all. I mean, hey, hood no hood. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's like you're late.
I want to go to Milwaukee now.
Milwaukee's a big deal. It's a big deal. It's just
what it is, right? You sold me. I don't want to be upset about it. I made it.
No, you sold me on it, though. You sold me on it. That's the best. That's the best, most information I ever had about Milwaukee.
I mean, I never wanted to go, but now I kind of like
double. Right.
I double don't want to go.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Where you from, Pat?
I'm from L.A.
You can't tell by his room and how he dressed, girl. That is an L.A. nigga through and through. Okay.
That nigga's a hippie.
What is my what about my room says L.A.?
You got on the fucking what, look at your backdrop on your is that a Pokemon? Yeah, you.
It's green screen. It's green screen.
No, it's not. No, that is your actual room.
We seen your room. We seen your
that's your actual room.
But if I walk back there, I disappear.
Look at his serious face. Pat, do the serious face again. Do it again.
Pat, yeah.
Just 'cause you close your eyes in the middle of you saying yeah, don't make it serious.
Bet I can't touch anything back there.
Get up and go back there then.
You can touch all of that. You were raised by massage therapists. You can. Nigga, Derica Badu, nigga. You got all this weird shit going on back here. Nigga.
Derica?
Patrick Badu.
And on. You can touch all of that. That's the real you.
What are we Derica Badu?
Yeah. And she was a massage therapist. That's funny. What's wrong with you?
That's three. No, that's four new ones. In 20 minutes.
Right? We missed Brent so much.
In 20 minutes. That was
Brent
four new ones.
Y'all.
Brent pulled up and gave us four brand new things to make fun of niggas
that
with. That's crazy.
From the line, bro. That nigga hit me with the Denny's. What?
Nigga gave us four new storylines to go off of.
That will never end. These will never end.
Four new character arcs.
This might be forever, too.
You changed your hat again, nigga.
Wow.
When is this happening?
What is going on?
What is going on to here is deep.
You're malfunctioning right in front of us.
I like the bucket is here to stay, nigga.
It's loose. Is that bucket loose? He moved out the top hat.
I just gotta say it.
That nigga got
like you gonna take it off and say hello there, fine lady. it would be so nice if you.
Good evening, ma'am. Yeah. That nigga got a dumb hat vending machine off camera.
Oh my god.
F1.
Wild. Put on a derby. Put on a derby real quick.
You niggas are not nice people,
is
bro.
Fucking jokes.
You're not.
Oh, today nice people, is bro. Today is funny.
This is great. I gotta say nothing today. This is awesome. My God.
Let's put it to a vote, man. We doing an elevator. We doing a ski lift. What we doing?
Put me on the ski lift, y'all.
Ski lift. That is scary, though. It is ski scary. Lift.
All right, yeah. I guess I'm gonna go on the ski lift because I mean, y'all didn't want me in the elevator because people going shit. Y'all know people that stomach's loose, but whatever.
Yeah, right now. All right, ski lift has it on that one unanimously. We're gonna jump into this next topic. Right after this.
Nothing makes me more excited than talking about In the Cloud. All right, you ever been sitting down to watch one episode, and then suddenly it's 3 a.m. and you're emotionally invested in a baking show from New Zealand? Like, what? Yeah, In the Cloud makes that journey way more enjoyable. In the Cloud makes legal hemp-derived THC products that are actually good. This is not the mystery brownie that your friend Dave baked in some multi-purpose toaster oven, all right? We're talking gummies, exotic flower, vapes, pre-rolls, strong, tasty, and scientifically designed to make TikTok even funnier. How do you even do that? In the Cloud does that. First time I tried it, let me tell you something. One gummy, I'm thinking, I'm just gonna chill for a little bit. Cut to 45 minutes later, I'm in a blanket burrito, emotionally invested in whether otters hold hands in their sleep. And I enjoyed every second of it. Here's the thing, they do. And I cried on top of that. Looking for better sleep? They've got a gummy for that. Want a light social buzz without tipping into chaos? Easy. Whatever your vibe, quiet porch nights, book in hand afternoons, or a weekend hanging with friends. In the Cloud's got a match that's tested, trusted, and delivered right to your door. So if you're 21 or older, grab 25% off your first order plus free shipping with code ALLDEF, all right, at indacloud.co. That's IndaCloud.co. Code ALLDEF, ALLDEF. 25% off, free shipping, and snacks suddenly taste like an adult Michelin star meal. Fill out their quick survey when you order to support this show, then go finish the episode, all right? The game or snack or whatever you just started. And as always, please enjoy responsibly. Huge thanks to In the Cloud for sponsoring today's podcast. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's wild how we turn to some funny places for support. But the problem is that not everybody's a therapist. Not everyone is the one. Find your right match with BetterHelp. Look, we've all done it before, right? We turn to our barber, we turn to our gaming homies. Sometimes we even go to a random person on the street. Why are we turning to them for life advice? As fun as they are to talk about everyday topics, when you're looking for actual help about relationships, anxiety, depression, or even just clinical issues, they may not have all the right answers. Instead, get guidance from a licensed therapist online with BetterHelp. Look, my go-to used to be my group chat, all right? But they are all about jokes. No actual steps to help me get better. Unlike a group chat, therapists are clinically trained and licensed, all right? BetterHelp has been helping people find their match for over 10 years. And they have a 4.9 rating out of 1.7 million client session reviews. I talk to y'all about therapy on multiple occasions. It's helped me with my automatic thoughts. It's helped me stay grounded. And it has helped me be a better person and a better husband overall. BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the U.S., all right? Fully online, and you can pause your subscription whenever you need. And you can switch therapists at any time at no extra cost. As the largest online therapy provider in the world, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a diverse variety of expertise. Find the one with BetterHelp. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/squad, all right? That's betterhelp.com/squad. SQUADD.
Next topic of the day. Would you rather be an adult that never ages versus a teenager that never ages? Sorry, Brent. Versus a teenager.
Bro, you said you wasn't going to mention that no more, bro. Like, we talked about that. Button. We talked about this in HR.
Nigga, Brent ate a pack of Magic Skittles and ain't aged since.
Hey, Brent got a good joke though, man. Fuck that. Let's give him something worse. Let's give him something way worse. Nigga looks young. What the fuck? What are we doing?
You looking good, man.
Yeah. This ain't me,
That's the topic. That's the topic for real.
Nigga just called me
being an adult. Being an adult that never ages, or be a teenager that never ages.
So basically, be Brent or be Pat.
Wow. Hey, thank you. Hey, hell yeah.
Let's go, man.
You a teenager and you old man, young adult.
But a teenager that never ages is just a pedophile bait. I feel like an adult that never ages is where we should be.
What?
Right?
Why does your mind go there?
And why would be pedophile bait?
Because why would we want to look like a teenager at our old age?
Because not everybody thinks about sex
and
all the time.
See what you're saying there. Feel like a teenager. I mean, I don't personally want to be a teenager, but think about how good life was when we was teenagers.
I was
okay. How old of an adult are we going to be?
How much energy you had when you were a teenager? Because the teenager age I'm talking about is like 17, 18. And the adult life I'm talking about is like 41 to 42.
Oh, Jesus. That's elderly.
Who's elderly?
Hey, boy, fuck you.
Boy, fuck you.
You're
like 5 years away from that, Pat.
Right.
What you mean? When I was 25, Brent, I was Brent's the oldest.
Brent is the oldest nigga on here. That nigga 70.
Man, that was a good time. 40 was a good time for me. 40 was a good time.
I remember 40.
Wait, hold on. You said an old person that, or an adult that never ages, or a teenager that
never ages.
Okay, teenager, yeah.
I mean, teenager considering the age is 18, super grown. I don't want to be
18 is not like that's considered an adult though. So we'd have to say 17 then,
no,
right?
No, you don't, man. You could still say 18 because you're still a teenager. You actually have another number that comes after that says ager as well.
I know, dumb. But we're our current age, though, so right? You're still an adult.
But your current age with the teenage
body?
So be an adult that's in their teens or be an adult that's in your 40s.
So we're ourselves now. We're ourselves as 17.
But you never age. You never age. You're always going to look that way. You're always going to have
that. Why wouldn't we choose that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Give me the youth. Yeah.
So are you aging? You're never aging, but are you developing in your mind? Like every year, your mind is developing. Yeah,
your brain develops. Your physical just never changes.
So you just stay in your prime.
So you look that age, but you're really still your whatever age in your biologically. You just look 17.
No way. There's no reason to choose the 40-year-old.
This was so dumb. Go back to ChatGPT and get a new question to hear.
Change your thing. If you look like a kid, I'm thinking of like. Look like a kid, look like a teenager. Gonna make
here, you ain't never looked like no kid as a teenager.
I never said I did, Meg. So just shut up.
So what are you talking about?
What about 18 or 30?
What about 30? Yeah. What about 30? Yeah, that's a guess.
I was thinking of like how you look when you go in the club, where you get caught at, that type of stuff. But we could do 18, 30. I'm fine with it. But also shut up, 30. Meg.
Do you have your 30-year-old lifestyle versus your 18-year-old lifestyle, or you get to have the same? Like you're the same.
Hey, bro, you can
look, Brent. When you was 18 and you lived in your mama, and 30 you living with your baby mama. So either way, you living with a mama.
I see what you're saying.
In both situations, he still get tucked in, baby ass nigga.
He lived in a bouncy house.
For 4 years.
A two-story bouncy house.
Killing them with that Oshkosh bagasse.
What's wrong with y'all?
They're like evil brothers.
Nigga got bouncy keys to his bouncy house. It's my first place, y'all.
Take off your shoes. Take off your shoes, man. I got new carpet. Shut up, guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see any reason to not pick 18. 18 was lit.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, that's you got your prime everything, your prime body and everything. Yeah, give me that. Yeah.
No, I think I'll take 30. I feel like
I'm taking 30 all day.
I was still filling out at 18. Yeah. I wasn't fully developed. Yeah. But at 30, out. Yes. And I was the skinniest I ever was at 30. Absolutely. Give me 30.
You were bigger at 18?
Hilarious.
Yeah, because I still had a baby fat. I was still kiddish. I didn't grow into my body.
Most women don't until they like 27. Yeah. Women don't develop fully to that.
That is wild.
I thought that was a good question.
Pat doesn't have wild, bedside manner. He doesn't know how to ask like
that is wild. Like,
I've been the same size my whole life. I didn't know that.
But we believe that.
Oh, God.
I'm saying, yeah. I didn't know. I thought 18 was always like the golden years.
No.
No. Those are the awkward years.
Yeah. Because we're still teenagers.
I get for a woman,
like,
though.
But I get for a woman,
it might be different because a woman, like, you know what I mean? Y'all turn into a grown-ass woman when y'all are 30. I get what you're
saying. But here's the other part, too. It is interesting y'all would say 18 because men peak in their 20s and women peak in their 40s. So we're both, like, choosing our right before our peak, which makes
I could dunk at 18. I could literally dunk at 18. Like, I was a basketball
player. On a toddler? Who?
Nigga, no, he was dunking cookies.
And then how tall is he? Y'all still ain't told the truth.
I'm telling you, dog.
That nigga was dunking milk cartons in the trash can.
Brent is, like, 5 feet. Brent, how tall are you for a 5'1"?
It's like 5'5".
Oh, I'm 5'4".
You're not 5'5". Stop lying.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you okay.
What do you want me to be, man?
Well, Pat, how tall are you?
Me?
I'm 5'7".
I'm like 6'2".
No, you're not, Pat. You stop lying. This nigga is top of him and Brent is a little bit different. Brent is like 5'5" for real.
Pat is way taller
than
me.
Pat is 5'7", maybe.
All right, I'm 6'2" and a half.
Yeah, right.
What's wrong with you?
I don't get why that's so crazy.
Probably with your new growth, perhaps. Yes. You don't never want to get your hair done.
With your new growth.
You didn't do an audible laugh for like 5 minutes. That was what did it?
Yeah. No, because I'm sitting here looking at your new growth, nigga. Yeah.
The new growth is hilarious.
Yes, yeah, but, man. Yes. Why act like nobody notices that you have 4 inches of your hair that's not done?
Because it's character.
Pop your shit in. PC.
PC.
It kind of matched the beard a little bit. You know, if you look at it.
That's like your beard going around your whole head.
Hilarious.
Just saying.
You like one of the rosters that they and twist their hair like I've been doing this for 40 years. Like,
how is the only person I know that actually when he get his locks done, it'd be like, go back to the other one because he looks so weird.
You know how hard it is to
feel. You ever see a dog right after he got the bath and you dry him off and he goes on a towel after you get done? And just did. That's what Pat does with his hair. He don't. He get a fresh twist and then he just start brushing his locks.
It don't even look right. That's so sad. I remember one time you got your hair done. I was like, that's what
that's what he
But the
like.
Fact that Meg keeps saying, ugh, is ugh.
It don't even look right on you. Just keep the new growth at this point.
I look like I'm like, from Atlanta.
Hey, Pat, your locks look good.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Atlanta niggas will get their hair done.
Nothing about you say Atlanta. Everything about you say Seattle.
That Portland, even Portland. One. That's the worst one I heard.
Yeah, but that what
about me says Seattle.
She's
so
right.
You thought you were looking like Future? You thought you were going for Future?
When my hair is done, they be doing the double dreads, and I be looking like Amigo, you know?
No.
Amigo. You
be like looking like Amigo. Hola, ¿cómo estás? We be in the food like that.
You saying I look Mexican?
You look like a Mexican with locks. That you do not look like a YN from Atlanta.
Amigo,
I've never even seen a Mexican with locks. I don't even know what that looks like.
Look, you look the Mexican with locks.
You do got like Mexican facial hair. It is thin as fuck. You do got that master splinter.
For real?
You got that master splinter down here. It's kind of, you know, it's just thin.
Let me see. Get close.
You need to take some healthy hair pills. For your facial hair.
Right. Yeah. This is Mexican facial hair.
Pat, does yours connect here?
No.
Oh. Okay.
It connects on one side, and I'd be looking like Tony Stark. It connect on. Wait. What's the wrong side? It always connect here, so I got to shave it. But this one don't. So it looked like.
You're like a Tetris piece.
Hey, that R in unison was amazing. Wow. That's gonna be in the clip. That nigga said, no,
said a Tetris piece.
Oh. Like a little Tetris piece. You know that piece like, oh, boom, clear the level. You be hitting your phone like turn. Motherfucker, fall. You like got
Tetris piece.
Yo.
Patrick got the Tetris piece.
I'm out. You know what I mean? He's like, oh, I thought that was
not the Tetris piece. What the fuck?
The little Tetris
Yo.
Piece. Yo. Right,
it's coming down. It's coming down.
Like, ah!
This is about to connect this in like, geez.
Yeah, I missed it. Patrick, hey, come back.
Yo. That's one of that's one of the craziest things I've ever heard, actually.
That's crazy.
Oh, man.
Wow. Oh, man. Really, I wasn't expecting all this, squad. I can say that.
Hey, man.
He's like, the dreadlocks
tell you what, though. It's crazy because it's hit or miss sometimes. Like, sometimes people see it and they can catch the wave and go with it. Sometimes people are just like, this what y'all do on Mondays?
Monday afternoon.
In the afternoon?
You gotta respect this right here. This is a real
Christ.
My jaws are hurting.
I told Kelly, wow, that's crazy. Don't say that because your husband is crazy as fuck. He hear that out of context and that nigga GD. here's the thing. Her husband is the coolest nigga, but you don't know it like if you don't know him. Because James always got this look on his face. He's real intense. Yeah. All golds.
Yeah.
Top and bottom, all golds. And he dressed still like a nigga from Milwaukee. Like, he's still like, but.
Is it your husband that has all the fight stories and all the crazy stories?
He just got one fight story that seems to, it just seems to keep floating around the industry. He beat up a security guard.
Wait, who was with him? Who was with him?
Damn fool. Remember?
Okay.
Yeah.
We heard this story. Okay, for sure.
Yeah, he beat up one of the security guards at 2 Chainz Club. They were being like disrespectful to my husband. My husband is one of the coolest dudes in the game by far. So the dude disrespected me. So James said, you gotta run me my fade. So it's like 9 security guards out in the back. Damn fool got on church shoes looking like one of the leprechauns off the Wiz.
Such a good story.
Yeah. And so my husband made the security guard take all his guns and all that stuff off, and he beat him up, bop, 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 and they walked out. And
wow.
That's a rough next few weeks as a security guard.
Man. Oh yeah, I think he got fired.
He got fired.
We good, homie.
Let me get
the ID. The club was trying to hit James up. Like, hey, my nigga, you need a part time.
We need security. This nigga getting knocked out of.
Right. What happened to your security? You beat his ass, nigga. So we had to fire him. Or you available too?
Because that nigga was a patron. You have a patron beating up security. That's crazy.
Man. They was picking him up like he was Barney's. Barney's place. You know.
Hey, I've heard from a couple security guards that they've never been in a fight before because they that big. Like, niggas just don't be trying them.
Yeah, that's a true thing.
You know what's crazy? But they try people, though. They so big and just be trying people for no reason. Security, they really got the most insecurities.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, Big Jai used to be security. Before he went to film school, that nigga was doing security for rappers, too.
I believe that.
That nigga's job was big.
I'm just saying, bro.
You could have let it go, bro. You could have let it go, bro. We about to wrap up.
Pause, bro. Come on, fam. That was wild what you just said, B. That was wild. At his biggest, he was big as fuck. I mean,
I let
a lot slide today, bro.
No
breaks, nigga.
Oh, Brent over here acting like a victim.
Ron BLT is gonna be forever in my head.
Yeah, with the
I already heard about it.
Denny,
run.
I'm gonna cry later.
Doesn't run BLT.
All right, Kelly.
Oh my god.
Your whole tongue was not gonna get that laugh.
Jimmy John's
freaky fast delivery.
What is he doing?
My favorite episode in a very long time.
Laugh this much. I don't even know when the last.
Let's put it to a vote. The teenager that never ages, or the adult that never ages.
The teenager. Me.
I'm not gonna lie. If I had to vote on everything, I'd probably say Run BLT. I think that was the best one of the episodes. Run BLT is the best one of the episode. That's my vote.
Yeah. Sat on a canoe was an honorable mention.
Come on, man.
Sat on a canoe.
Man on a canoe. With the canoe in the middle of his legs.
I thought we forgot. Thought we forgot about this one.
You brought it up. We could have voted on 30 or 18.
You tried to do a recap?
That was still a two-year joke. I didn't really want us to go in and figure out what the best one is.
Oh my god.
That's what you get, Pat.
Damn it.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Bring them back.
All right, I'm gonna hit y'all in 2 weeks. We're gonna run that bitch right back in 3 weeks. The fuck?
I'm gonna have some new shit planned.
Teenager or adult, what are we doing with?
Teenager.
Adult. No, for me, 30 was a good year.
30 was great.
All right, well, listen, man, I want to give a special shout out to our special guest today. We got Brent Taylor in the building. We also got Kelly Kells in the motherfucking building. Shout out to the OG squad, Meg Scoop, Patrick Cloud. I'm T. Moore, and we'll see you next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.